When you think of betrayal in a marriage, you usually think about somebody cheating, having an extramarital affair. But there is more than one type of betrayal. Love and honor is a part of that wedding vow too, and treating someone as if they are less than a person is not loving or honoring them. It is betrayal. Julie thinks that a good wife is happy just by making her husband happy. But it seems that the more she has tried to make things right, the more wrong they have become. She feels trapped, hopeless, and like she has failed. Sometimes I wish I could just get outside myself. I wish I could be someone else. I'm tired of being me. I'm tired of trying to figure out what someone else wants me to be and why I can't be it and why I'm not satisfied and what's wrong with me. I love my kids so much and I love being a mother. I know that should be enough, but it's like I need something else and I don't know what. But whatever it is, I can't have it. And I shouldn't even want it in the first place. Bobby says if I really loved him, I'd be satisfied. I don't know if that's true or not, but Daddy says once you get married, you can't undo it or you are doomed to hell. But I'm beginning to think being in hell would be better than being in this marriage. It seems they've arrived at an impasse, with Julie dissatisfied in her wifely role, and Bobby fixed in his ideas of how a wife should be. They are both feeling cheated by what they are not getting from the marriage. While Julie spends her days trying to figure out what to say to make Bobby understand how she feels and make her marriage what she wants it to be, Bobby keeps finding reasons to stay away, feeling totally justified in all his actions. When I ask Bobby what he thought was wrong, this is what he said.
I'll tell you what's wrong. It's Julie. When I married her, she was so sweet. She was quiet and respectful, never talked back. She'd do anything I asked her to, never try to tie me down. You know, a man has a lot of responsibilities. They build up inside him, and he's just got to go let off some steam. My mama understood that. Daddy would go off for days at a time, and mama would stay home with us kids and keep everything going on the farm, all the chores, everything. Julie was like that at first, but now she's trying to change me, back-talking me for getting her place. The Bible says that the man is the head of the house and the woman should be obedient, just like the wedding vow says, love, honor, and obey. I remember one time when Kenny was a baby, a couple of my buddies from the band were over to the house. They were talking about our drummer being henpecked, toeing the line, not wanting to make his wife mad. I said, man, ain't no woman gonna tell me what to do. I got my old lady trained. She'll believe anything, and she does everything I say. Watch this. I snapped my fingers, held my empty beer can up. She comes over without a word, gets it, goes off into the kitchen, and comes back with me a fresh one. Now that's the way it's supposed to be. She treated me right then. Now she complains about everything. She complained about my spending money. I work hard for my money and by God I'll spend it the way I want to. She says, but I don't have any money to spend. I have to pay the bills, I have to buy groceries, and there's nothing left for me. I tell her if she wants money, she's just got to get to it first. I can always get money. If I need money, all I have to do is drop by the credit union and they give me a loan on just my signature. I don't need collateral, Just sign on the line and take the money. She whines and she cries, and then after all that, she feeds me meatloaf instead of steak and socks money away. I swear she's acting crazy, and I ain't gonna watch that. I got to get out of the house, so I go over to Audrey's. Now that's who I should have married. That woman worships the ground I walk on. Audrey wouldn't be acting like Julie is. One night we were supposed to go out to eat with some friends. All I did was stop for a drink after a hard day's work, just to relax a little. She calls the bar. The bartender says, "Hey, Bobby, it's your wife. What should I tell her?" Some of the guys start laughing at me, saying that I'm in for it like I'm some pussy-whipped pansy. She's the one that's in for it. I'll teach her not to ever embarrass me like that again. I look at the clock, and it's 8. What is her problem? There's still plenty of time to eat. You'd think that she'd be grateful that I'm taking her out for a good dinner and she don't have to cook, but no. I say, tell her I'm not here. I finish my drink, then go on home, and she's gone. The bitch is gone. Well, I think she's over at Connie and Tim's. I'll go over there. I go, and she's not there either. We all three go looking for her, and she's not anywhere. Finally, about 10, we go back to my house, and there she is. She says she went down to the bar because she didn't believe I wasn't there. Then she shot a couple games of pool, drank a Coke, and came home. Huh, I know what she was doing. There's only one reason she would go to a bar by herself. I can see her flirting around, making me look like a bigger fool. Well, I'm not gonna have any wife of mine hanging around the bar like a slut trying to get picked up. I played it real cool. Smiled and pretended everything was fine until Tim and Connie left. Then I taught her a little lesson she won't forget. They walked out the door and I just turned around and popped her one. Man, was she surprised. You should have seen the look on her face. She thought she was getting away with her little show. She deserved more than that. But if she'd kept her mouth shut, that would have been the end of it. But no, she had to keep mouthing off. Man, she really asked for it. I bounced her head off those cabinets like it was a ping-pong ball. I put the fear of God in her. She'll think twice before she mouths off to me again. Well, that was a couple months ago. Now she knows she better not talk back to me. She better treat me with respect. I'm good to her. I tell her I love her. I work hard, put a roof over her head. I do my part. I do everything a man is supposed to do. The least she can do is have the house clean and the kids clean and supper on the table when I walk through that door at night. She's my wife, and by God, she better act like a wife is supposed to act.